Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Woodrow Taylor. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. 15322, Mr. Taylor performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/28/16, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 5/3/22. Mr. Falk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/26/21, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator on Elisa Medina on 5/3/22, Mrs. McDonald performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/25/21, there's been no change period in paragraph impression, minimal or restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. One Jack McKeithian, this goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. 15/3/22, Mr. McKeithian performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And this is a severe impairment of flow rates without improvement after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, severe, restrictive and obstructive lung disease without airway reactivity, showing no progression period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Karen Partis. So on 5/3/22, Mrs. Ahern performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. After walking 144 meters in 5 minutes and 5 seconds, she stopped due to back and leg pain period. Her saturation at that time was 96% period. In a paragraph impression, severe impairment in exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Jennifer Schwer, Kana NP. On 5/3/22, Mrs. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was minimal impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Compared to a prior study dated 12/28/21, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis with an E. Paget. This goes to Karen Ward, MD, on 3/3/22. Mrs. Paget performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity noted. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Karen Urbanski, U-R-B-A-N-S-K-I. This goes to Dr. Gigi McDonald. On 5/3/22, Mrs. Urbanski performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. After walking 453 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98% period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Ligon, L-I-G-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 5-3-22, Mr. Ligon performed the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. So mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 6-8-21, there's been no significant change period in paragraph compression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.